Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 54, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. 26 committed the crime, ought to be hung, whether Frank or any other person. The conduct of the entire jury, after they were impaneled and sworn, was that of honest, upright, and impartial jurors. No member of the jury, including myself, while knowledge, ever expressed an opinion of the guilt or innocence of Leo Memdot Frank during the trial, until after all the evidence was in, speeches in, and the court had charged us to render a verdict. As illustrating the attitude which I occupied in this case, I will say that when it came to a vote, I cast a doubtful ballot. I did this on the first ballot because of the unanimity of opinion that Frank was guilty, as expressed by those jurors who discussed it after the court's charge and prior to the ballot, and for the purpose of forcing a full and free discussion of the case before rendering a verdict, as we understood it might consign Frank to his death. When on the second and last ballot a unanimous verdict of guilty was rendered, I, in common with each and every other man on the jury, wept. And I know that I appreciated the gravity of the duty devolved upon us, and so far as I was able to judge, every man of the 12 had a due appreciation of the solemnity and importance of the duty that devolved upon us in hearing the case and rendering the verdict, that I have seen the affidavit of one R.L. Gramer, a person unknown to me, who said affidavit purports to quote statements made by me in Albany, Georgia, at the place of business of Sam Farkas, and in the presence of the son of the said Sam Farkas, namely Mac Farkas. I do not, as above stated, know this said R.L. Gramer, but I have heard from reliable source that said Gramer is a person of bad character and that he is unworthy of belief. As to Mac Farkas and the affidavit which I have just read, I emphatically state that I have never at any time mentioned the Leo M. Dot Frank case to him or expressed any opinion of said Frank. I am a traveling salesman for the Franklin Buggy Company at Barnesville, Georgia, and Sam Farkas is, and has been, for a number of years, one of my customers. And I know that the said Sam Farkas and the defendant were of the same race and religion. In the affidavit of the said Gramer and Farkas, they,